been a while since we podcasted, but I got my guys with me. This is a good one. I know this is going to be a good one.
Come on, bro.
I'm excited for this one. I can't lie.
You guys, second one.
Yeah, I got two legendary DJs in the city working hard, doing their thing. Talk to me about, like, shit. Let's see, before we even get into the DJ world, did you guys see the Jake Paul and the Mike Tyson fight?
Yeah.
What are your guys' thoughts on just, like, I guess, the age difference? Like, a lot of the whole internet was in the uproar about the age and stuff like that. Where are you guys'?
No bullshit. I think it was all a money grab.
Yeah?
You know what I mean? Like, it makes sense, so it was entertaining. You see what I'm saying? So,
did you think it was entertaining?
I think it was entertaining.
Yeah? I didn't think it was entertaining.
You know why?
The
reason I think it was entertaining because, yo, this nigga was 58 years old.
Yeah.
And fighting right now. Like, regardless.
But his legs, though. His 100%.
He looked weak, but the fact that, like, you know.
Yeah.
I seen someone with so much heart, you know, at least trying a thing.
Yeah.
It just, you know, it was entertaining to me.
I guess, like, what I feel is, like, once I seen that he said he almost lost his life or, like, he got, like, 8 blood transfusions. I don't know if you guys seen this, but he said that he had sex with a girl with AIDS and, like.
What? Yeah. And he never caught it.
Yeah.
but his brethren caught it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That, yo, the odds of that, eh? Life is crazy. Life is crazy. Can you imagine?
Holy shit.
That's crazy situation, bro. Right? It's crazy, man. But, now, honestly, I felt like it was good. I just felt like it was rigged. And, like, it's cool to make it rigged, but, like, they didn't do a good enough job of showing me the entertainment part of it. Like, I didn't see Mike throwing crazier punches. It looked so reserved. Like, not a reserved 100%. Mike.
You know? I feel like it was,
I'll say that too, still.
I feel like it was strictly for entertainment. Like, that wasn't a real fight.
Yeah, it wasn't real.
You know what I mean? That was all
it
for money
real.
Grabs.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I didn't like how Jake Paul said he didn't even feel Mike's punches. I thought Mike still had that. You don't think Mike has, like, power still in his punches?
100%, because in the, like, when you look at the, like, recaps of him in training, punches look way harder than
way harder.
But that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, is Mike a TikTok fighter now? Like, because, like, on TikTok, you can see the quick moment, and then it's like, when we seen it, I just wanted to see one, to see one heavy punch.
At least. Training and, like, a real fight is too, it's like hooping, bro. Like, when I hoop by myself, I'm the greatest.
I can't lie, I still have a video of you making a shot. I posted on your birthday every year.
Risky, when there's nobody guards, bro, I swear to you, I've never hooped serious in my life, Risky. I've never hooped serious in my life. When I'm by myself or there's no pressure, bro, I'm the greatest hooper alive. When the man are ready to play a game now, I suck.
I can't lie, right now I'm actually living my hoop dreams, bro. You guys see me?
That's a Brody League.
Yeah, I got the band on too. I'm in the Brody League right now. Honestly, like, because, yo, my thing is, like, I never had the rep bag and, like, the socks and the shoes.
You never had to play rep ball, bro?
Nah.
So you're living the dream now.
I'm living the dream, yeah. That's why I wear the band now. You
know, like, the other day, I seen this guy doing push-ups, and when he got up, the man's going like this.
I have a semifinal game this Monday.
What's your stats like?
Yo, last game I scored 1 point, but I will see.
Let me show you how this guy's a fraud. He scored 1 point, but yo, the man's OD posting clips like shelling the league. Bro,
listen. I'm gonna keep it so real. My last game was the worst game I played. Every other game, 5 points minimum. Yeah, 5 points.
Not bad.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah, like,
not bad.
Like, when I, like, I got a shot, like, the shot's not bad. I got a shot. And, like, I'm pretty good at, like, being athletic.
You know what you look like? You know those youths, like back in the day, like, they probably weren't the best shooters or whatever.
Yes.
But they have bare heart. And
That was me.
Niggas that just get in your head.
That was me.
Low-key
still
foul you every play.
Yeah, I fouled every nigga. Like, I fouled to this day. Like, that's how I'm able to guard the big guys. Cause, like, I've been fouling my whole life. Like on the street ball. Like, I had a cousin. He's big as shit. He's like 6'5" now. And, like, yeah, his name's Devo. I followed him all the time. I had to bully him because I was small. Yeah. I wasn't the biggest kid, so you have to do other things to be good. So I was able to, like, play good D and all that. But next thing I wanted to talk to you guys about is, like, this Taylor Swift stuff that's happening in the city, bro. What are you guys' thoughts on, like, how she able to pull, like, these people? What are you guys' thoughts on that shit, yo?
Taylor Swift?
It's just crazy.
Had the city like the Hell's Angels.
No cap. No cap. Yo, no cap. I won't lie. obviously, like, she's not our target audience. You know what I mean? We're not her target audience. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? For sure. So, like, but, like, if you really look at the stats for real, bro, she's damn near MJ, bro.
She is. She is.
She's damn near Michael Jackson.
She is. She is. Nah, she's going crazy. She's going crazy. Bro, like $2,000 for a ticket. Yo, I know, like, people that are paying, like, $5,000. Like, how is that possible?
I seen when she pulled up.
Sold out for 2 weeks.
And she pulled up. They shut down the Gardner so she could drive through the Gardner, bro.
That's crazy.
That's OD.
So wait, what's her cheapest like ticket price? There has to be a hundred. There's no $100.
I don't think so.
Fuck.
She sold all six times.
How does she?
Because remember, Don Toliver was last weekend when I went to her show.
Mm-hmm.
Don Toliver's show was pretty still packed. Like it was still pretty packed.
Mm-hmm.
But bro, hers was nothing compared to.
Don Toliver. You also have to remember, Don Toliver what sold out Air Canada, right?
No, Scotia.
Scotia, right? Sorry, that used to be Air Canada.
What's the capacity at Scotia?
Scotia.
It's like 15K?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, 15, 20K. Yeah. Taylor Swift is selling out Rogers Center, broski.
50K?
Six times, broski.
Wow.
Like, there's only, in like my life, I only remember two artists selling out Rogers Center. Not even Drake sold out Rogers
Center. Wait, Drake never sold out Rogers Center?
It's only the weekend. Wow. Only, like, that I can remember.
Okay.
Like anybody watching the pod, like, correct me if I'm wrong, but the only people I remember selling out Rogers in my lifetime is The Weeknd and Taylor Swift.
That's crazy.
It's mad.
And that's Taylor Swift sold it out six times.
Six times.
How does she do that, bro?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday this week.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday next week.
Yeah.
Motion, bro.
Do you guys know any, like, what songs come to mind when you think of Taylor Swift?
Nah, she has bare tunes.
I just know the... I wear short she's on the bleed.
That's a big tune too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
20, remember that? I feel like 22.
I don't know.
You're not outside. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I didn't know that one.
I'm impressed with her numbers. I'm impressed. Cause like I actually chat GPT, cause I be using chat GPT now. And I chat GPT, who's bigger than Taylor Swift? They said no one on earth right now. Like, they're going to, like, Michael Jackson. Like, they got to compare it to dead people.
Facts.
That's
facts.
Crazy.
She's damn near MJ still.
Yeah, that's valid.
That's actually crazy.
Like, you know how, like, MJ, like, would, like, move and, like, people would faint and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift, I wouldn't say she move and people faint, but people are dead dropping at her concerts. Like, oh, my
that's
God.
Crazy.
Like,
that's crazy. Man, really so let me ask you guys this then. Like, how do you get that much influence over people? In a set? Like, I know it's marketing. That's the easy answer, right? Like a good and talent.
Yo,
talent and marketing. But
for her, it's a rare case. Because once again, I'm going to compare it to MJ, right?
Yeah.
For her, it's a rare case because she really found like her target audience. You get me? With MJ, it was more like everybody knows who Michael Jackson is. Doesn't matter what skin color, where you're from in the country.
Mm.
With Taylor Swift, I wouldn't even say she has influence on the whole world. She just has that one target audience. Mm-hmm. They're like a cult for her. Like,
yeah,
they're like a
they
cult.
Are.
They just, you know what I mean, they OD respect her. Like,
true.
She has like her own lane. Like,
her own lane.
Who's somebody you guys would like, who's your Taylor Swift? Like, someone that you look at like that's just like, whoa.
Vibes Cartel.
Vibes?
Yeah.
Wow. I've seen people, but a lot of people are meeting Vibes right now. Like, if you just go to Yacht, you could just see Vibes, no?
In the club? With Cartel now, you have to remember, the man just did 13 years.
Mm.
I get it. You know, he should be doing better for his marketing and, you know, probably being a little bit more exclusive. But if I just did 13 years in prison, I'm outside.
Yeah. No, I feel you.
So I understand. Like,
I feel you. He's making good content. Yeah, him and his girl, he's making good content.
And he made a serious change already.
Yeah. Why isn't he, he should be working out a little bit more, though. I don't see enough workout content. Because like, he's obviously still suffering from certain shit.
He probably is, just maybe not for content for content purposes. Because for being real, he does look a lot better.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah, you guys are seeing the changes? Yeah. I haven't really seen his TikTok recently, but like I know like in the beginning they were saying his face was a little swollen, but now it's kind of coming down.
It's coming down.
That's good. He sells a lot of tickets though. His tickets are kind of expensive too.
Yeah, that's just gonna sell out. His first show for sure.
Yeah,
it's gonna sell out.
Speaking, well, I guess since we're already on the topic of events and stuff, like, how do you guys deal with like hosting events and like putting them together? Because I've done two, and that shit's stressful as fuck. So, like, how do you guys do that?
Actually, like me and Hyper actually started a weekly event this year. It was my first time like actually throwing a weekly event. I'm not sure if Hyper's done it before or not, but we started a weekly event, and when it comes to throwing events, it's more of a learn as you go type thing. It's not really you know, you don't always know exactly. You're just always going to be something different wrong the next time, and you just learn from
that. Does that bother you?
No, it's a part of learning. It's a part of growing. So, you know what I mean? If there's no kinks in the road, bro, it's too easy, you're not going to have interest in it, right? So
That's a good point. That's
personally
a good point.
Like, if you don't really struggle, or like things are not really complicated, and like in terms of like me saving, for an example, like if it seems too easy, I'm going to be like, bro, I don't even really care about this. But like, say for example, we're looking at it in the long run, it like intrigues me more in a sense, because it's like, really? Okay, yeah, because it's kind of like, okay, so if I do this, I wonder how this will work. If I do that, I wonder how this will work. Type thing, you know, like,
yeah,
I'm kind of like a curious
person. Like, you know, so it's funny you guys say that, because like I feel like I'm the opposite. I feel like, well, maybe I'm not the opposite. Like, I do get curious on like difficult things, but I'm such a perfectionist that it kind of stunts my ability to do things in a sense,
right?
Because I want to like make sure it's perfect. Right. And like, you guys sound like you're kind of like drawn to like it being difficult, and you accept it. I hate when I can't control all aspects of what I'm trying
100%.
To do, and it just bothers me sometimes.
The only thing that comes with being a perfectionist, and like I kind of used to be like that too, and I kind of had to break out of that habit, is when you get something perfect, okay, the next time you do something and you don't get it perfect, it's gonna stunt your growth, and you're gonna feel, you know what I mean, you're gonna feel a way about it. So sometimes you kind of just have to try your best to accept the flaws and just know how to perfect them for the next time you do something. You see what I'm saying?
And what about even like, I guess, the negativity that comes from doing certain things at times? Because you've done a good job of marketing. I remember I seen one clip where like you were like, it looked like you're in the NBA or some shit.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
What's Flink Fest saying next year? Yeah, I was just like, yo, this guy literally knows how to like take the good with the bad and just also always like keep going up.
Nah, so shout out my team. Shout out YTM for that.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not just only me. Like, it's other people in my corner that, you know, help me when it comes to growth and stuff like that, because there is times where like, you know, something might go wrong and I am like behind closed doors, I am really upset and really affected by it. But I have a team, I have, you know, friends in the business and in the industry that really help me get over those things.
That's good.
Yeah, when it comes to negativity and stuff though, that's always gonna come, especially when you're doing something great or something that people aren't expecting you to do. That negativity is always gonna be there.
So no matter what, even like the best person, they like, still about get it.
Drake is damn near the biggest artist in the world. He has a million haters.
Yeah,
probably more.
Is that just people just in their feelings? Like, what do you? Why is it? Why is that? Because even Kai Cenat's breaking crazy freaking records right now.
He definitely has haters,
and he probably has haters too. I've seen people hate on him too, just for being a positive guy. Like, how could you be positive and people still just come with some sort of negative at the end of the day?
That's just people, the game.
People at the end of the day.
That's like, what I'm saying.
Yeah,
there's people that like have nothing better to do other than just hate or like throw dirt on your name or like.
Yeah, and then at the end of the day, bro, it's their life. Like, you know, like that's something I really had to learn, especially this year.
Yeah,
bro, everybody has their own life. Everybody's gonna think any way they want to live, any way they want to think.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? You can't get mad at somebody for having an opinion. Yeah. If you don't like it, so be it. Yeah. You know what I mean? As long as it's not affecting me, I'm cool.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. Do you ever like take things that people say and like try to like I guess perfect other areas of stuff?
Or 100%. When it comes to criticism and stuff like that, 100%.
Okay. So you handle it well, you would say?
There's a difference between being criticized and being overall a hater or being negative, right?
Yeah.
If you're doing something to actually criticize me and maybe somewhat help me in my development or my growth, then by all means, I'm going to hear what you're saying. I might be mad at first, or I might be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that happens sometimes.
That's normal. Yeah, that's normal.
You might take it the wrong way, but when you really get a chance to really like take things in, and that's another thing I've been working on as well. Like, trying to listen and hear what people are saying before I react. You know what I mean? And that just comes with growing up and maturing. You see what I'm saying? I'm still young, so like obviously, like there's gonna be times where it's like, you know, I get cheese, I get bent, but that's something I found myself working on, like just trying to hear what people are saying before I react. Because they could be saying something and it could come across so like dirty and so negative. But then when you don't react and you really take in what they're saying, yo, a real thing this guy's talking, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he's talking some real, you know what I mean, some real shit. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah. No, that's a good point. And like obviously off camera, we were just talking about like the ceiling in Toronto And like, obviously I see on your Instagram now, you know, you're touring now and you guys are both doing your thing, like, and you guys are going to different places and stuff.
Right.
Do you feel like you've reached the limit in Toronto? Are you still motivated out here to, like, you know, cater to the people out here, or what's your plans?
Yes
and, stuff?
And no.
Let's get into that. Like,
mm-hmm. Personally, like, I feel like the nightlife is definitely getting to a point where it's like, it's kind of like stuck. Mm-hmm. Compared to like certain parties where like they're definitely still lit parties, there's definitely still big parties, but mm-hmm. it all still kind of feels like it's still hidden this one place.
Yeah, yeah. That, you know, yes, I mean? Yes, yeah. Yes,
it's
yes,
still hidden this one place.
You,
but
you know, like, sorry,
I completely agree on that. You go though.
Yeah, you know what I think it is, especially like for my career as well, coming out of COVID, everybody was mad excited to be outside.
100%. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, the nightlife was booming when we just, like, when we first, like, broke out of COVID.
Yeah.
But now, the hype's dead. Like, COVID's been done for, what, 4 years?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like,
yeah,
the hype is dying. Like the certain stuff we were excited about before, we're not going to be as excited about now, if that makes sense. And when it comes to, like being inspired in the city.
Yeah. Because you've done crazy events. Like, what... Are you excited to keep doing them? And
I wouldn't say I wasn't inspired or I hit a ceiling. Yes, traveling definitely does like help break your creative block, because you do definitely get creative block when you're in Toronto. Like,
that's how
1,000%.
I feel like, yeah, like also that is kind of like what makes me look at Toronto kind of weird. That's, you know, because, yeah, like, bro, since we left from like March, bro, my eyes just opened up, my brain opened up. It's, yeah, just like, yo, Toronto is not as lit as how as I actually think it make is. It seem.
Like, wow, like there's so much, like, stuff just bigger than what we really know.
Way, like, it, yeah, could be a smaller, sure, venue with way more vibes. The party's way more nice for, wow, a longer period of time.
100%.
Wow. Compared to over here, the party would be way longer. The party is like beyond rammed, and you're still not vibing. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
what I 100%. Mean? Like, yeah. Over there, like, not even over there, like, I would say anywhere outside of Canada, you're just vibing automatically, because it's like, bro, so you're filled in a room with people you don't know.
100%.
There's no need for nobody to mean mug you.
Yeah.
No need for anybody to be rude. Yeah. You're holding your corner with your own liquor, with your own people that you know. If they want to come talk to you, they talk to you.
Yeah.
If they don't, they don't.
That sounds like a vibe.
It's just
100%. Vibes. Like,
it's crazy.
Like, we got to, yeah, get into a lot of stuff. Okay, wow. Okay, go on though. Sorry.
Yeah, so like, yeah, I 100% agree with what you're saying. Yeah, for sure. Like, when you leave and you go experience other places, it definitely does give you like a vision of something much bigger than what our city is, you know, mm-hmm, what I mean? Not hating on Toronto, because, mm-hmm, you know, obviously Toronto built us, you, mm-hmm, see what I'm saying? So you can't ever really hate, but, mm-hmm, you know what I mean? There is stuff just bigger than what we know, and, yeah, you're not really going to experience that until, you know, you put your foot in other places or you take risks in other places.
So how do you maintain, like, doing big things here, but then also, like, trying new things out there? Like, what's your balance in the future? Like, what do you think your goals are for the future in terms of, I mean, it's an early question to ask. You just asked that at the end, but... Yeah.
So like, I grew up with like mentors in like the DJ game, mm-hmm, and one thing I always brought to them was, yo, I want to be an international DJ, bro. I want to travel the world every weekend. Mm-hmm. And something they would always like say to me, something they would always tell me is, yo, I hear you, but you always have to defend your ground, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, yo, do your thing, but you have a home. You know what I mean? Make sure you know, where your home is, and make sure you maintain your home, keep your home together, because without your home, you're nothing. Because, bro, think about it. I could travel the States all I want. I could go to friggin' Jamaica. I could go here. I could go there. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? But if I do all of that, I come back home and nobody's fucking with me, what was the point?
Damn. That's crazy, though, because, like,
you think about it.
Even, like, I don't know, I was here, I watched, like, my boys did a power agent, the agent.
Double whatever, O, yeah.
Yeah, Agent Double O. And he was saying, like, Canada pushes out all the successful people. So, like,
that's
if,
true.
If that, if Canada does that, then what would we say to those people that don't even have to cater to the city and they still have a big audience?
Yo.
Because even, like, for y'all, they just did, like, a big movie.
But you have to remember,
or,
like,
or series.
Yeah, they're doing shit on Crave now.
Yeah, they're doing shit on Crave.
But even with For Y'all, like, For Y'all busted in the city before they busted anywhere else. You know what I mean?
No, for sure.
I grew up watching For Y'all.
No, for sure. Me too. But, like, I feel like they don't have to, like, be present here now.
No, not anymore.
They already done made their name. Like, now, now it's kind of like more so like the next generation. Like, who's going to replace me when I leave?
Yeah, for sure.
Because, yeah, everybody knows you in the city now. So I would say the next step is being big in someone else's city now, in a sense.
And then sometimes for you to even like bust in your city or even like break that level in your city, you have to break it somewhere else. You have to break it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at niggas like Tory, those guys.
Oh, yeah, Tory. Like, yeah, free Tory.
Yeah, free Tory for sure. Wow. Like, you know, those niggas are from B's.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't break waves till they cut.
Until they cut. But that, isn't that like you have to leave in a sense? Well, being a DJ isn't a little bit different though, because like you can gain revenue. You can kind of like do, you can make some money and do your thing here and be comfortable.
100%.
You don't really have to like.
But you can make 10 times that.
If you,
when you cut, you see what I'm saying? 10 times that when you cut on a bigger scale, you see what I'm saying? And then even like other things, like when we went to Miami, bro, I'm talking to the most normal people ever. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're exchanging social media and stuff like that, right? And when you're exchanging social media, you're looking at their followers, they're up 50K.
And they still want to follow you.
It's normal out there. Like,
really?
Compared to over here when someone has like 50K, 100K, they're up.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
them guys. You know what I mean?
That's a good point. That's
like,
a good point.
Like, a lot of people, like, out there because their population is so big, it's a lot of people have those big followings compared to out here. It's not on the same level.
But we're coming across like bottle girls at like 50K.
Yeah?
Yeah, like normal bottle girls.
So then what does that mean for the people here? It's like, if you have 100K out here, right? You're lit. Like a real 100K followers?
You're lit.
You're
100%
lit.
If you have 100K followers out here, you're definitely some sort of person.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what it's like that, but then I guess that's just numbers. Because like our numbers, like our urban market is smaller.
I guess, bro. Because like, you couldn't go to the States and flex, yo, I got 100K.
That's what, you can't flex. That's what I'm saying. No, that's what I'm saying. And even in America, like, I find that, like, even their YouTubers, they'll be like, yeah, like, you're only getting 30K views. Like, that's nothing. And, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I probably did, like, I think I did a 60K video. I'm like, whoa. Like,
yeah, I'm lit.
I'm there. Like, I'm like, wow, finally, something really hit on the YouTube, you know? Yeah. So we're making a little change on it and whatever. But it's like, that's minuscule out there and stuff. Not for sure. It's kind of crazy, bro.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You have to really, like, leave.
Yeah.
To really see how big everything actually is. You know what I mean? Like, like when you're in the city, because it's the same people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every day, every weekend, right? You don't really get a vision for a bigger picture.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
true. Out there, you'll go out there and be like, yo, like, yeah, I'm lit in my city, but yo, I'm in Miami right now. There's 10 of me.
Yeah.
There's 10 of me out here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So, okay, then when we go out there, you guys already did, you know, you did that already, right? So my thing is like, are you guys deemed more valuable because you guys have a connection to a whole country? You can kind of be like, yeah, I'm from Canada. If you work with me, you kind of get leverage into like a whole scene. Or do you not feel that?
I think it affects our value here more than when we go out there. So when we go out there, that's stuff to put on our resume for when we come back now, right? I can go out there and play a big event in Miami. When I come back, okay, I played a big event in another country, in a bigger country than where I'm from.
But are there creators looking at you like, whoa, we can tap in with him. He's got a whole country to
100%. Like,
okay.
A lot of my DJ friends that I know from out there, that we build connections with, we have that relationship now where like, yo, when they want to come to Canada,
they're the guys. Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're going to link up with us.
That's it.
They want to go to parties. They want to get booked. They're going to link up with us.
Yeah.
Same vice versa. When we're going out there, I have homies in Miami, New York. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if I don't even have a hotel, I have somewhere I could go stay. Bro.
That's sick.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
that's sick.
Like,
you guys built that.
Like, that's
sick.
The relationship you have with
that's
guys.
Sick. That's
pretty
sick.
It's pretty cool in the sense that, like, we build, like, a brotherhood in a circle of DJs.
That's sick. Like, that's sick. Cool. That's actually sick. That's sick. You guys got a group chat and shit?
Yeah. Yeah, no, real shit.
Nah, that's actually sick. No, honestly, that's actually sick, bro. Honestly, bro, I don't know, man. I just feel like me personally, fam, I just feel like I even posted it the other day. I was just like, kind of bored, you know? Just want to try something new, man. Like, I invested in myself, fam. Everything I built off the strength of just loving what I do, being myself. Putting myself out there, and like I'm at a point now where it's like, yeah, like I was excited to have you on today because, like,
yeah,
we have equal something to talk about, you know? Like,
and then the last time we did this, bro, there's been hella growth.
Yeah, let's talk about that. We can get into that right now, too. Talk. Yeah. What's changed since we had you on last time? Both of you guys. Because you guys obviously are doing things joint.
That's fair. Should I share?
No, you should say.
Yeah, so for starters, obviously, the first time I was on here, the biggest thing I had going on at the time was probably, like, Fling Fest.
That was huge.
Yeah.
That's still huge.
Yeah, so, like, now it's still here. It's still around. Mm-hmm. Still a great event. Still a great big event.
Yeah.
Like I said, before, like, when we were talking before, started traveling more.
Yeah.
This year was really, like, a good breakout year for myself personally. Almost every goal I set for myself this year, I accomplished, which is crazy. I seen the
10K too.
Yeah.
Congrats on that, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Not real shit.
So, like, yeah, that was one of the goals. Yeah. Traveling. So, I've been to the first trip I took this year to go DJ. It was Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
The next week, we were in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Went to New York, Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Where else did I go? I went to Guyana.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped in Trinidad to go to Guyana. That counts.
That's it. That's it. I had my soca friends over here too. DJ Buzz B, bro, and they were telling me about
Flex. Yeah, those are my boys.
Yeah, those are my guys.
I actually played on Buzz B's event this year.
Wait, you did Tsunami? I was there.
Yeah.
Oh, I seen you.
Yeah, it's my birthday. Oh, yeah.
That was hot. Yeah, we'll get into that.
We'll get into that. Yeah, so traveling.
Yeah.
Been to multiple countries and multiple states this year.
Yeah.
Even like I was in Montreal, Ottawa this year. Yeah. Went to Montreal a few times this year, Ottawa once this year.
Yeah.
I have Calgary coming up.
Yeah.
Going to Miami just now coming up as well.
That's lit.
Yeah, we're going crazy. I played Rebel for the very first time.
Oh, yeah. I seen that, too.
Yeah.
How was that? And whose event was that again?
The first event I did at Rebel was for Tyga.
Okay, that's lit.
I played multiple times. I'll say the other events next, but...
Yeah.
I played for Tyga for the very first time
at
Rebel.
Yeah.
You know, doing that at 21 is crazy.
That is crazy,
you know what I mean?
What's the atmosphere in there? Like, when you're playing with...
It's insane in there still.
Like, yeah.
It's insane.
So you guys get to, like, link up with him after? Like how connected is those type of events? Like, I always wonder. Cool.
In terms of connections, like, I took, like, his DJ's, like, socials. It wasn't more for the artists because, especially when it comes to those artists, yeah, they're cool and all, but I might not have something to offer you. But with the DJs, for sure, like,
that's,
you know,
sick. Yeah, you guys,
but if I go to a city and, you know, he's playing a club, yeah, I could come open for him, right?
That's
it.
Those
same ways,
that's sick.
Vice versa.
Yeah.
I also did 450 at Rebel.
Oh, I like 450.
Yeah, 450, that concert was lit.
That's sick.
Lit still.
And then, yeah,
I have Skilly Bang coming up.
Oh, I seen that too.
Yeah, Skilly Bang coming up at Rebel as well.
Yeah. Wow.
But that's small time compared to this guy did friggin' what'd you do this year? Air Canada?
Scotia.
You did Scotia?
Yeah, Scotia, bro.
How do opportunities like that come about?
Like, honestly, like, it was due to, like, Illy. Me and Illy have a good relationship, and Illy has a good relationship with the artists, and, like, the artist is DJ.
Shout out Illy. Illy actually is a real one, because she connected me to a couple people too, myself. She helped me get my little...
Big shout out to Illy. Shout out to her.
Yeah.
And, Illy basically connected me with the DJ.
Yeah.
And the DJ is like, basically, yo, I need, like...
Keep in mind, he's not telling you the artist that he DJed for at Scotia. He's being very humble right now.
Talk the things.
He's being very
talk
humble. Right,
let's, like, let's get into it. Who was it?
Stop being humble. Talk your shit.
Like, who was it?
Chrissy, like, I opened up for Chris Brown. So
Chris Brown?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, he's being too humble right now.
Wow.
Like,
that's crazy. Yeah, that's crazy, bro. You guys are killing it, bro. Honestly, yeah, I'm proud of you guys. Yeah, like, bro. Every time I see you guys doing different things, from just even your marketing to, like, just, like, your network, it's just growing.
Did a lot this year.
Guys are doing
brought
thing,
down,
bro.
We brought down Dej Loaf this year, too.
That was big. I was there, too, for my birthday. That was lit.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. You didn't remember.
It was
my birthday. That was a great, yo. That was a whole crazy night, by the way. Yeah, even, like, I got into a little situation with my girlfriend. But that was a good night, though. That was a good night.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I completely forgot you were there, too.
And we were on the boat together.
Which
remember,
boat?
We did I Love R&B. You did I Love Reggae. I Love Reggae.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. You guys are active. You're just motioning. You're just keeping your... And that's why I sometimes, like, as I'm even doing certain things, you forget.
Yeah.
Like, you're knocking down things you set out.
No, for sure.
So that shit's lit, bro.
For sure.
That shit's lit.
Sure. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Chris Brown's crazy though. We gotta. That is crazy. That is crazy. Were you nervous?
Honestly, like I was more anxious because it was like, bro, I've never been to Scotiabank before in my life. Mm-hmm. Prior to that,
you also have to remember, like we do this every weekend. So like crowds aren't really a nerve wracking thing to us.
That's true. What I'm saying?
It's more just excitement.
Like excited. Like I was super excited.
No?
Like,
that's true.
I was so excited. I don't even think I told these guys till like 5 minutes before I went to go play.
Bro, yeah.
Really?
He didn't tell us. He just sent us a snap. He's because we have a group chat. Me, Hyper, Deuce, and Brandon Duke.
Brandon, yeah. Oh yeah. We gotta get into that too. How did you even link up with Brandon Duke?
Yo. We're
Are you guys all the same age? Is he the same age?
No, Brandon's a baby. Brandon's young, 18, just turned 18.
Wow. He's from Toronto?
He's from Brampton.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Brandon's 18. It's my little bro.
That's lit.
Prodigy.
Serious. So how did he get into the game? Like, what's his look? Like, his come on.
Bro, he's in the Guinness World Record book as the youngest, at one point, was the youngest club DJ in the world.
In the world.
At one point. I think it's broken now, but he was in the Guinness World Record book back in
Wow.
the day. I think he was like 6 or 5.
Wait, what the fuck? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's serious.
Playing at government. You know what government is?
Yeah, I remember government. My mom's was over there.
You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
I'm too young for government.
I remember government. My mom's used to like turn up there. Yeah. That was like a government. Different generation. But yeah. That's crazy. Brandon,
my little brother.
Shout out to him though.
YMB.
So you guys are all kind of linked up, kind of like building your network and building your community and stuff like that.
For sure.
So what's next in terms of like, I guess, events? Obviously, you got Skilly Bang coming. Yeah. What's your goals now? Is it just keep going and you just want more and more? Is it never enough?
Yeah, it's really never enough because there's always, no matter what, even if you do big things, there's always another thing that can make it even bigger. There's always another step.
Mm-hmm.
Like Skilly and all this stuff, like, bro, I'm mad excited. Like, even sometimes, like, I'd be like really like sitting to myself and like, damn, like, yo, I'm really doing this shit.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
There's always another step. And you don't, like I said, that's why you kind of have to take the chance and take the time to travel and really go discover other worlds to understand that there's more than what you're just doing.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Facts.
Like, I might be doing the biggest things in the city, but it's like miniature compared to the biggest things in New York or the biggest things in Miami or even when if you go to Europe or some shit.
You
know what I mean?
There's always another level.
Even if you get bored in the genre you're in, like you take a chance and you go somewhere else. Like me, I find myself this year that I used to be very, very, very dancehall based.
Yeah.
And I found myself this year trying other things. Yeah. Soca.
Yeah.
And like, you know, hip hop.
Yeah.
Even like top 40 clubs, house and all that stuff, trying different things to expand my resume and my knowledge of the game.
Now that's what's up. Like, is there even a balance when you're pursuing big things, bro? Because like I feel like mental health and like just like, you know, balancing like your home life, relationships, like how do you balance all that? Because like, is there a balance to it or not?
Yes and no.
For me, I'd be like, yo, no matter what, like with our profession,
entertainment, right?
To the public, we're always gonna be happy. You see what I'm saying? Like,
but can you be vulnerable to the public, or do you feel like that's not, you're an entertainer and that's not something you should show?
I definitely think maybe today you're allowed to show it more, but like it's not something we try to show as much. Cause like I'll be so honest with you, like I've been through mental health problems myself.
Me too. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like,
are you taking the time to work on those?
Yeah, things? Like now for sure, 100%. Sometimes I even take breaks and just like, yo, I'll take a weekend off and just to myself, or just like, you know, like I'll try not to do something for like 2-3 days just to myself. Just you know what I mean, trying to get back into things, trying to stay balanced. But just like everybody else, even though we're entertainers, we still are human and we still do go through things, whether it's relationships, whether it's you know, I don't know all this stuff, but
we're gonna get into relationships, you know what I mean? Yeah, no, for sure.
But like little stuff like that, like
for sure
we do face those things, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Would you guys ever do therapy?
Yeah.
Honestly, my mom's my therapist. Like,
yeah?
Yeah, I'm like,
that's lit.
Personally,
that's pretty lit still. Like, that's pretty lit.
It's like my mom, my aunt, my cousins, like,
that's lit.
They're always checking, like, being like, oh, what are you up to? Like, how are you feeling? Like,
You're
good. Remember to always put time aside for yourself because when there's no work. See, for example, you go to work, you die. Work's always going to be there. That's but true. Where are you? Like,
that's true.
You know what I'm saying? So my mom always says, like, make sure you take time for yourself. Go, like, pamper yourself. Make sure you're on top of things. Like,
facts. Yo, that's lit. To have therapy dukes, that's lit. Yeah.
That's actually sick.
With me, bro, I've, like, real immigrant, fresh off the boat, Jamaican dukes. So, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Friggin' therapy to the mental health.
I'll tell you guys, I did 2 sessions so far.
Okay.
Because I have work benefits, and it kind of helped me. I didn't have to pay. So, like, it's kind of weird paying for, like,
therapy. Someone to talk to you, yeah?
Yeah. But, like, once I did it, and I spoke to someone, and I did this my second session,
mm-hmm.
I'd spend money now. Like, I'd actually do it, like, to invest in myself. Because I look
like?
At it. What's it like? I'll tell you guys, honestly, just a person doing all this stuff that I do, yeah, like, I get you guys. Like, I know there's a lot of ups, downs. And, like, people see you winning all the time, but then they don't know what's really going on deep down inside, you know?
Sometimes it's blessed to just reason with somebody, you know?
Yeah, bro, and then sometimes we're taking losses, but we're keeping it in private.
Exactly.
Like, a lot of people don't know that. Like,
they don't know.
Bro, yeah.
They don't understand. Late, they don't know.
Like, we for real take losses.
For real.
Just
for real.
Keep that shit behind. Tucked in. Yeah, tucked in. Nah, try and get through it ourselves,
I feel like
that's
also another one of my big flaws. Like, I have this attitude where it's like, you
you're
know,
good.
It is
you're
what
good.
It is. Like, you know, like, it is what it is. Like, I feel like I'm trying to, like, personally, for 2025, I'm trying to break out of that. Like, you know, not everything is okay.
It's not. Yeah. It's not. You got to accept it. You got
to
accept
it. Trying to open up,
you know,
to people.
You
don't
try to open up. Like, shit
is
not okay
hard.
Sometimes.
I find myself, I find it super challenging to open up to people as well. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's scary. Scary, because when you're vulnerable to the wrong person, you sometimes learn lessons from
for
that
sure.
too, right?
For sure.
So, but not to answer your question, though, like, how is it? Bro, it's honestly amazing. Like, it's perspective, right? You're getting perspective from somebody that you don't know. There's no bias. It's just honest perspective. And, like, what I found with the last session was, like, they don't do too much talking. They just listen.
Real talk.
And then they ask the right things. And then you think about it yourself after.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like if you can do that with getting your mom to be that person, but you need a person that can give you those little questions that will make you think about your own actions.
Nah, for sure.
And like perspective and stuff. But yeah, it's amazing, bro.
For sure.
I never felt like I would do it, but I'm in it now. And it's just day by day, you know, just trying to try new things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I do the workouts. I do the Brody. Like,
yeah, you're going crazy.
Just trying little things just to like make myself feel good in the right ways, you know, because like life's real, fam. And like we're in a generation where like, our parents never really experienced the things that we have access to. And
for sure.
They don't understand the pressures of what we're going through. Because, like, my dad, I can't really, like, reason with my parents because, like, they just good. Like, but like, yeah, you good, right? You're mad now. You're good. Like, everything's good. I'm like, it's not always good, you know? But you can't get too deep with my... Sure. Like, my pops, he's not going to get that deep, so...
Yeah,
I feel like I feel like now that you say that, like, I'm more open to it because it's like, now I have, like, the soft dudes.
Yeah.
I have the rough cousin.
Yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, you have the just the miskin that's just going
to,
like, you know, hear everything out and just pick and choose what to go in depth with.
Yo, that's a Demiskin.
I got a couple of miskin cousins that I keep up with just to get their perspectives.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes you need your miskin cousins, bro.
I'm not going to lie. Like, some of the greatest advice I've ever gotten in my life was from a random person I don't know from a hole in the wall. Like,
that's true.
Facts.
It's crazy.
Facts.
Like,
that's facts.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
that's facts.
It's actually insane.
That's facts. I actually have a question. I have a question more geared to relationships, but like, I think I was gonna ask this on my story, but do you think having too much independence in a relationship takes away from the relationship? Because technically, you're supposed to be building like with your partner, right?
Yeah.
As one, but like, let's say you have too much independence on the side, is that bad or good? Because ultimately, you could get too attached to someone as well. So, like, what's the right combination you should have, like, in a relationship and shit? What are your guys' thoughts on that? Like, should you still be doing things independently to make sure you're still good if you didn't have that person? Or should you continuously just be building and pouring into that person?
I think building yourself is definitely more important. And hear me out why. The reason I say that building yourself is more important is that once you find you're at a state or a stage where you're very comfortable and built, now you could contribute to your relationship. Because if you have nothing to offer in that relationship, then how are you gonna build? I mean, it's gonna be very one-sided. It's gonna be one person in the relationship building more than the other.
Yeah.
And that's not gonna do anything healthy Facts. That relationship, right?
Facts. So basically, get yourself right,
you know what I mean?
And gather yourself.
100%. Yeah. I'm not even just talking financially.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I come from a background where, like what my parents kind of raised me on is like, yo, if you're in a man of the house, you have to be like a provider. So for certain things like finance and stuff like that, I would expect a man to be the head of that shit and be making more money or providing more, spending more than a woman. But a woman has to be built in herself as well to offer other things besides financial gain. So it's equal. You see what I'm saying? That makes sense.
Yeah. That makes sense. And like what I would say too is like, this is kind of a funny question, but like, since you mentioned finances, would you talk to a woman if your finances weren't good?
Yo, it'd be hard.
Nah.
Nah.
These girls will embarrass you, fam.
Yeah, the 2024.
Yeah, I don't give up. Sorry, I was about to swear.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't care, dog. Like, okay. You know what I mean? So it's like,
but what about the girls that are like, I don't want a struggle story. I want a guy that's established in himself and he's already found himself. Is that ideal?
I hear you.
In this world? I feel like, yo, I'm going to be real. Like, if I meet a woman and like, I'm not financially right, like, but I got like something else to offer, could be mentally or I'm just building myself in whatever way, I'm going to still talk to a girl. Like, I don't care about all that shit.
It also depends on how genuine the girl is as well.
That too. And I find myself, like, I don't think I'm mentally in a good state to talk to people who are mentally going to want a girl if I'm not in a good financial state. Like, I'll be turned off. Like, if I'm broke, bro, I don't even get horny, bro. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to, like, you know, I don't
want to. I still get horny.
Like, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro.
No,
like,
but I hear you. No, I do hear you, though.
Bro, I don't like.
No, I'm just saying. I remember me and Cuz, we used to just be down and we were still. I think that's the best time.
Me and bro.
Yeah, that's,
you know why? Because
that's the best time, bro.
I always hear stories like this where it's like, yo,
it's the best
time. When you have no paper, you have the most amount of fun in your life.
100%.
And it makes a lot of sense.
It's facts.
Because, bro. When you're because spending the money, you're not having fun.
You're not having fun. I'm telling you, when you're down, bro, those moments are just like legendary. Like, I remember
dates. You don't have to worry about nothing.
Just no vibes. Pressure. Vibes.
Vibes.
That's the best vibe.
But yo, when's the last time you had one of these? When we were youths.
Yeah.
We were teenagers.
It's been a while. It's been a whole relationship. It's been a long time for me.
The economy's fucked up.
Yo, economy is fucked up. You can't even be in a relationship and shit. Yo, were you guys the type of niggas that would like go on like would you guys like consciously think about dates as like, yeah, I'm in a dating state, I'm gonna bring this girl here, or like, were you guys just, I don't know, were you guys just wild niggas, bro?
You want me to be so,
because I was a wild nigga. I never did that like the right way, you know.
Dates?
Yeah, I never dated the right way.
I'll be so real.
Like, did you date the right way?
Like, I'm still young, right?
Yeah,
I'm 21.
Yeah,
bro, I don't think I was going on dates with girls for real. Matter of fact, I barely even been on dates with girls.
Same.
But like, the only what I mean by like dates, I mean like. The last time I was like dating for real was like my last relationship, probably. You see what I'm saying? Like, not until I got into my last relationship is when I started going on dates for real.
That's what I'm saying.
You see what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Since then, same. And the one I'm in, I was never doing the dates like that. It was weird for me. Like, I mean, I don't know if that's normal.
I'll be so honest. I really do enjoy dates now, bro.
Me too. Like, me too. Like, bro, I wish if I was a young nigga, like, I set myself up to be like, yeah, I'm gonna actually be in a dating phase. Like, we're gonna go on dates, we're gonna go to activities, like, we're gonna go on a dinner date. But like, there's guys that say that, like, nah, like,
yo, when you're young, all you wanna do is just
have sex.
Smoke like 100 spliffs.
Do you guys know your body count?
Yeah.
Why would he ask that? Obviously.
Some niggas don't know.
That's gross.
That's gross. You have to remember your body count, fam.
That's gross.
I mean, yeah.
You know your body count?
You know your body count?
Nah.
This guy's a freaky frog, fam.
I don't know it. It's not intentional. Like, I have a, like, I can kind of, like, yeah, I'm in a relationship now, though. So I've been in my, you know, longest relationship now. I can freely talk about it. But yeah, back in the day, man, it was wild. Yeah,
it happens, bro.
It happens, yeah. 90s was crazy, bro. You guys are 90s. You guys 90s?
I'm a 99.
Oh, you just made it?
Bro, I'm a baby, fam.
You're 2000?
No, I'm younger than that.
2002?
I'm younger than that.
2004?
3.
Fuck. Damn. Yeah. Damn, that's fresh.
Yeah, I'm a kid still.
Damn. So, yo, What kind of shows did you guys watch? Because you guys don't got like Life for Derek. You don't watch all that shit.
No, right? You got the same
Wait,
shit.
No. Life for Derek.
I got Zach and Cody. And
Zach and Cody. Yeah. You guys watch all that shit?
I got awesome.
Oh, you were
a smart guy. And
I was like,
you caught it on the late. Like
I
you,
was like the last generation to watch that shit.
Okay.
Bro.
Okay. But what is this generation watching? Is it just streaming?
I actually don't know if they even
always
watch TV.
I always wondered that. I always wondered that. Like, they don't got no sick shows.
They're not watching TV.
They're not really watching TV.
They're on the game.
Yeah, they're on the game. Yeah, they're on the game. Yeah, they're on the game. You guys on the game?
One, two.
You guys waiting on GTA 6?
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm waiting on it.
You guys want to play together? We got to all play or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to do like the bank robberies. And, yeah. I'm super waiting on that game. I think it's coming out October 27th.
I'll be so real. I've been so busy. Like, so
I know. I don't have time. I don't even have a system. I don't even have a system.
But, bro, when that game.
I just want it.
I'll be so honest. No, I don't even have.
You ever
B5?
You bought a
P5? I have a P5.
Oh.
I have a P5. But like, I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't really be on the game. But when that game drops, I'll be on that game still. I'll make time for it.
I'll make time for it too. That game is legendary. That shit's so fucking legendary. That shit makes me think like that's all I'm living for right now.
Free to Gotham.
Free to Gotham?
When that shit drops?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. It's free quiet. To Gotham. My girlfriend.
It's quiet.
I'm not talking to her. I'm not talking to her.
It's inside.
Yeah.
You want to see me?
She, pull up. Inside. Pull up. You gotta get on the headset too.
Facts.
She gotta put on the headphones.
Facts, man. Add me on the game.
Add me on the game. Get your own system.
Follow the chat.
Facts. Nah, real shit though. But nah, you know what's crazy though? We gotta get into this shit though. I gotta. The Diddy shit, man. We gotta talk about the Diddy shit.
Yo.
The
Diddy shit like in LA or
wait, there's local Diddy shit? PG. Holy.
Players play, man. Players play.
Hey, man.
Talk my shit.
Hey, man. But nah, let's get into that Diddy shit though. So,
crazy.
Yeah, bro. Okay, so first thing I want to say is like, I've been watching Vlad. Like, I watch Vlad TV. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys watch
He's
Vlad.
A rat.
Yeah, he's different. He's a rat. But he's defending Diddy though. He's saying like nothing's really wrong. Like Diddy didn't do anything.
He said Diddy was just having fun.
What do you guys say to that? Was Diddy just personally? That's crazy.
Nah, 100%. He clapped.
He probably has something on Vlad because
I think
Vlad
he has something on Vlad. I think Diddy has something on Vlad. I'm not gonna lie. I think Diddy has something on all the rich guys in the industry.
That guy's like an evil genius.
I think so. But he's not talking about none of the manipulation. He's not even mentioning nothing that Diddy could have done. He's just saying he did everything that was by the book. He's just having freak offs for fun.
Nah.
I feel like it's deeper.
I think so too.
I heard there's tunnels in the man's crib.
That's what I'm wait, tunnels?
Tunnels like going from house to house, like in Broski, his neighborhood. Like,
that's yo, he has crib. He has a B, so that's I wouldn't be surprised. He got a B. Yeah, he got a billionaire. He's a billionaire, so yeah, I wouldn't
he's
be surprised.
Up in the B's and then damn. When he's having tunnels parties, in the he has house. A giant ass bed, like
that's crazy. You know, outside.
You know when I knew the man was kinda a little bit off?
Yeah.
Bro, his son posted a video shooting in this basketball court in his crib. And you see two little beds in the background. Why?
It's Cypress face for me, bro. It's Cypress face for me. That's crazy.
Why do you have two box friggin' in the basketball?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
That's OD.
Nah, that's crazy. You know when I knew he was fucked up a little bit? When he was on the Breakfast Club and they're like, yo, like, you don't remember you were like calling people daddy? Like, come here,
that's
daddy.
OD. Like,
yo, the man said, I don't remember that. Like, I was just having fun. I said, nah, this guy is wild.
And then,
he said, come here, daddy. I said, wow.
And then, man's are booming his crib for greed. It's not even like they're finding guns. It's not even like they're finding money. They're finding baby oil. That's OD.
That was crazy.
That right there is just mere question mark.
But Vlad is defending him. You guys have to watch his interviews. He's there defending Diddy. Like, nah, like... I don't know, man. Oh, you know what Vlad says all the time? It's so funny. He's like, yeah, everything is a civic case. There's no, like, minors in this. So what's the problem? Bro, it's just all civic cases. It's not like it's criminal charges.
That guy got rubbled.
That's cap. Because I swear there's, like, minors involved in the case.
There could be. But Vlad's saying it's all civic. Just, like, civic lawsuits. No, like, criminal charges have been placed on him.
And then on top of that, the NDA with Diddy is...
The NDA
is until he dies.
Oh, I seen that. That's 20 real.
20 years after he dies, that's when he could release everything.
That's just real. Damn. I heard about that too. I
don't get that. So if that was the case, then why are they trying to say that Diddy had like legal supervision over Justin Bieber?
Yo, what's up with that Justin Bieber shit, bro?
Yo, Justin Bieber is...
You think he like, got his booty cheeks, like, definitely penetrated? Damn, yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah. I said, like, penetrated?
Yo, that's crazy.
Yo, Shy's a freak, man. Yo, look at me. Shy's a freak.
Love me, man. Yeah, I'm just seeing all this stuff on the internet, man. It's just crazy.
Personally, like, there's no money on this earth that will make me take up my cause.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah, facts.
Swear to Jah.
Facts, that's what? Crazy.
Swear to Jah.
What? Like, what's something that, okay, money can make people do a lot of shit. What's, like, something that money would make you do, though? Not, like, gay, though. It doesn't have to be gay.
I would never do nothing gay, so. Do you think I don't have a problem with gay people,
okay,
by the
so
way.
This,
I don't have a problem
with gay people. Me either. But, like, okay, this is my next question. Fuck that question, actually.
Yeah.
So my question is, do you think if women allowed cheating, the world would be a better place?
I don't know.
If women allowed cheating,
I don't know.
Would it be a better place?
Like with no retaliation, with no retaliation.
I don't know, bro.
Yeah. Yes. Cool. Realistically, like, fam, if you get caught cheating,
yeah,
the odds of your girl giving you bun are very high. And she's gonna give you bun in silent. So whenever you find out, fam. You're hot.
That's true.
Stab your bun up. You know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying, but like...
But if she allowed you to give her bun, then you could simply just, you know, like, make it up in ways.
Yo,
like,
I'm going to be so real, fam.
You know what I mean?
I'm going to be so
but
real.
But you're still bun up regardless.
Because I've been thinking about your answer,
so just keep it real.
I've been, what's it called? I've been on both sides of that cheating shit. You know what I mean?
Mm.
No cap. I've been the cheater, and I've been cheated on.
Really? You know, how did it
I don't want to talk about it, bro.
Sure.
I don't know.
It's a safe place.
I don't know. Nah, it's not a safe place. You know what I'm saying?
Well, getting cheated
on. But like, I've been the cheater and I've been cheated on. And if I'm being real, and like, I know everyone's going to say, oh, fling your bullshitting on the camera. You know, fam, just don't cheat, fam. You know what I mean? Honestly,
I hear you.
This doesn't make it's not worth it. Fam.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Honestly, like
cheating is not blessed.
It's not worth it.
No, honestly, I hear, and that's why I don't cheat. Cause like all mans have like desires and stuff, but I'm not a nigga to go out there and cheat because one, it's too much work, too much headache, and I'm pretty, you know, I'm doing my thing, so just it would be easy to just cheated.
For
it'd be
sure.
too and easy, like, and I don't want to get into no situation. And you know what? No. I'm a real nigga. I'm gonna talk to shit. Niggas don't talk about like what comes with dealing with other women,
bro.
Smelly box.
Not even.
Personality issues.
That's
personality issues.
That's what I'm supposed to say, fam.
Personality issues.
Real, fam.
Go on.
I'll be so real, fam.
Go on.
Yo, you doing another girl, bro, or whatever? Bro, you don't know what the fuck that next girl got going on, bro.
That's what I'm trying to say, you know bro. Saying? When so you're like, cheating, you're dealing with a whole other baggage.
She might.
Bro, have niggas don't talk about that
some
shit.
Some mental problems, bro.
That's what I'm
and then
saying,
you're wondering,
bro.
Yo, why is my life going so shit?
But that's what I'm saying. And niggas don't talk. Like, how come? No. Let's talk to the niggas that are like, all men need to cheat and all that shit, right? Where are those niggas when it's like, oh, this girl's tweaking out on me. Oh, this girl wants me to fuck it. She's gonna tell. Like about all her business, like this girl's gonna freaking out me. Like we don't talk about the personality issues that some of these women come
for
with,
real, bro.
But like we're just gonna be like, yeah, cheat, it's fun, yeah, we're good, real. Just for desires.
Even like smashing, like I have a lot of gals friends, fam, and it's like, yo, we're smashing all these girls, brother. You don't know what that girl is going through, bro. You could smash that girl right now, you're bankrupt tomorrow,
yeah,
because she's crosses.
Yeah, you know I agree.
Like you know, what
I agree.
Same thing with niggas and crosses girls too. If girls are listening to this shit too, fam, yo. You be careful what niggas you're lying down with too, fam, because I get it. You might think he's a fine shit. You might whatever, bro. That nigga could have mad problems, bro. He could fuck up your life mentally.
No, 100%. No, 100%. And that's why I feel like we gotta like really lock in with one person to a degree, but not to a degree, but for real, because it's just I gotta just deal with that person, and I like to just learn one person at
real
a time.
Shit.
Like I'm not trying to
real
be
shit.
Out here fucking all these women, and then now this woman saying this. There, like, there's just too many gray areas when it comes to that.
And don't get it twisted. It's very easy to be a slut, fam. It's very,
it
very
is.
Easy.
It
very
is.
Easy to
it is.
Especially a low key slut.
Facts.
You know what I mean,
facts.
It's not hard. Like
facts.
To get pump them on them, it's not hard.
It's not hard. It's not
you
hard.
What I'm saying.
But well, it's hard for some people. I heard, but I don't know.
I hear that.
I heard
that.
Well, especially like in our field of work,
you do this. Yeah.
It's not hard to smash girls. You know what I'm saying? But like, it's not worth it.
And we don't even talk about like it's kind of like a fickle thing, right? Like, they're only mm-hmm. fucking with us for certain things, too.
That, too.
So, what the fuck? We're just, you only want to fuck me because this? Mm-hmm. It's like, what the fuck?
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's not worth it. What I'm saying. Like, you get to a point where, like, you really get a chance to really, like, think about this shit.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? And when you actually really meant it, like,
yeah.
like, yo, I'm on some bullshit right now. Like,
for sure.
It doesn't even make sense for me to
be on this shit. Yeah, you know I mean? Agree with you.
It makes zero sense.
I agree with you, bro.
That's why, like, being Caribbean is really such a big flex because, bro, you forget that there's actually double C girls out there.
Facts.
You know what double C is?
Nah.
Cross is coochie.
I thought you were saying Chanel.
Yo, I thought you were saying Chanel.
This nigga said Cross is cooter.
That is crazy. That is crazy. Like, that is crazy.
There's girls where, like, see, for example, you bend a girl one time,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden, like, you can't even leave money around her.
Facts.
Like, personally, my girl, if I can't leave money around you, there's no point in us talking.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying? Like, facts. Bro, there's girls you can't leave money around. There's girls you can't even leave jewelry around.
Facts.
There's girls you can't even leave your keys or the blitz your wheels. Like,
yeah,
you know
some
what I
crazy
mean? Like,
shit.
There's just bare careless girls. Like, personally, yeah. I don't want to deal with all that. Like,
nah, facts. There's too much that comes with that shit, bro. And that's why I'm happy, bro. I'm happy to just not have any of that shit happen to me, man. I'm just trying to duck all that bullshit.
But at the same time, too.
Do you guys have desires, though? Do you think everyone has desires to cheat, though?
I wouldn't say desires to cheat. Obviously,
not desire. No, 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 not obviously. No, as temptation, a man, temptation. That's
no.
Word.
Obviously, as a man,
definitely.
Right? As a man, talk
as
about
a man,
as
no,
a man, because
like,
women are women.
Big man thing.
Yeah, big man thing.
Like I feel like even with women probably too. I don't.
Like, you think they
want to
fuck
so
niggas?
I wouldn't say they
like if they're in a
fuck
relationship,
niggas, but they definitely like you know.
Yeah.
They probably have temptation.
Like, yeah, they see like a sexy nigga
yeah,
abs
like,
or some
you know,
shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not one to like, you know,
yeah,
speak
yeah.
for the man.
Yeah, yeah. We're speaking for the man.
But I'm speak for the gal, but like for the man, I'm like, yeah. for sure, like, you know what I mean? Like, bro, you might have your girl looks nothing like what the
other
girls you're
yeah.
liking on IG
yeah.
or whatever it looks
yeah.
like. And
yeah.
that doesn't mean I want that girl.
It's marketing. I tell girls this all the time. It's marketing, though. No, but you guys have to think it's actually marketing, though.
It is
marketing. Because when they like, when off Instagram,
mm-hmm.
they look a little bit different at times. Mm-hmm. So technically, that's like a, you know, like McDonald's, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they're doing like commercials, they make the burger look really good.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's marketing. They're
and
marketing
the thing,
to us. And,
like,
and they're getting, you know,
just because I think another girl's attractive doesn't mean that I want that girl.
Facts. Why don't people? Why don't girls understand that though? But why? I think girls are too emotional to understand that.
Like,
they
just because,
are,
like
they're too emotional to understand that,
bro. Like, I could think another girl's attractive, and I love you, bro. Like,
yeah,
there's levels to this shit.
I agree,
you know what I mean?
Bro. I love my woman, but this girl looks good. Cool.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean nothing.
It doesn't mean nothing.
I don't care for this girl.
And like
her personality.
And like another thing, like, I feel like niggas kind of have to go through shit to kind of understand.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Really, what we're talking about right now in terms of like, yo. Being loyal or like, you know, not smart. Like, I feel like
it takes experience
and maybe like a traumatic situation for like
definitely
niggas
facts.
To break out of that shit.
Facts.
You see what I'm saying? So like,
facts.
I can't even really get at niggas because, like I said, I was once on that shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, Hyper, you were probably on that shit at one point.
Yeah.
You were probably
I got cheated on.
You know what I mean?
Definitely, fam.
So
like, I've seen some shit in a girl's phone before.
Like, I feel like personally, you need to get cheated on at least once in your life.
I think so too. I think every man should get cheated on at least once.
At least once.
At least once. It builds character. It builds character. Mental toughness.
Kind of opens your eyes. Makes you like look for little key details or like
facts.
You know, kind of look for something that's not like what you were into before.
Yeah.
Facts.
You know, like different shit.
No, I agree. I agree with you guys on that. I feel like every man should go through something like that. It's just like, it's like a heartbreak for women too. Women should go through a heartbreak too. What about whole phases? You think women should go through whole phases?
Yeah.
I think so. Because I don't want a woman to be like 30 and we're like 30 together and then she's like, fuck, man, I never fucked anyone else other than you. And it's just like, I'm bored.
then they're skinning off for some young boy.
Exactly. It's what the hell's going on here?
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
A whole phase, I think
definitely.
I think girls should go through a whole phase.
But
like,
then
there's
again,
a difference between a whole phase
and
a whore phase.
And a whore phase.
Yeah.
Like, whore phase is a little OD. Like, I don't want you to be. You know, you're 25 and you have like 50 on you. Like
50? What about like 15?
Yo, that's under your age, bro. Like, I don't really care, bro.
I had to, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, you never get a woman that's perfect. That's first and foremost.
That's for sure.
So if she doesn't have a lot of bodies, she got a lot of something else.
That's for,
and you're just gonna have to figure it out and deal
with
it.
That's for sure. And like, I feel like I'm kind of at the age now where like, yo, low key, that shit doesn't even matter no more, bro.
Yeah.
No, okay. Bro, the point of nature, like, bro, I hate everything.
What
like,
you mean?
I hate insecure women. I hate women that just don't shut up.
Like, I heard
like,
you.
Like, I like silence. Like, you know those ones? Like,
yeah.
They're just like, bro, we're too old for this now. Like,
yeah. What's...
When do you plan on acting like a fucking grown woman? Like, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
So, at some point in time.
So, like, what's one thing that is a pet peeve, though? Like the major one that women do?
Bad breath.
Bad breath?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I've had a situation. You ever date a girl with bad breath, bro?
No.
And, like, you have to accept...
I'm not gonna lie. I be, like, if hygiene is a factor off rip, I'm removing myself.
But sometimes you don't know until, like, later, because, like, it's, like, so slight.
But, like,
it's a slight bad breath. Though, you don't know, like, about the slight bad breath? Where it's, like, what's off about this moment right now? Is it this one time, or is it continuous?
Nah, bad hygiene right away. I'm out of there, bro.
Fam?
Yeah?
Out of there.
Fam. What about small butts?
I don't care. I don't discriminate.
Okay.
I don't discriminate, bro. Like, I like what I like, bro. Like,
okay.
You know what I mean? That's not something I really care for.
Small
like,
butts is not really like.
Yeah, that's not a big deal because you can grow it anyways.
You know what I mean?
You can always grow bumps.
It's not mandatory.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No hyper is rich or buy her BBL and thing. You know?
Yeah. Would you get a girl? So would you get your girl BBL?
Honestly, like, it all depends. Like, personally, I would spend it, but, like, it all depends on the girl.
Fair enough.
It's a girl's choice, bro. It's not mine, bro.
Yo, bro, it's not me.
But she gotta have the thighs to get the BBL. Like, I don't think like certain girls, they should like do more workouts and then get the BBL, because I feel like certain girls look like Eggman, and that's fine. But I'm just like,
some girls need a beeper. BBL, you know what I mean? Wide load.
That's what I'm saying, though. That's what I'm saying. There's certain situations that we have to, like, it's case by case, you know.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, but like in terms of like body size, I don't discriminate. Like, I like what I like.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But like, yeah. I think to like my body type, because I'm a short guy.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not too like muscular or nothing like that. So what am I doing with someone that's OD thick? Like, you know?
Yeah.
I couldn't even manage it.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Stay in your locker.
Stay in your locker. Yeah. No, it's facts. It's facts, man. It's crazy, man. But no, like, honestly, city, you know, we just got to keep working, I guess, and
1,000%
doing our thing, and like make sure like we're setting the tone for the younger guys too.
For sure,
because you guys are doing something that people are paying attention to, and that's why I'm happy to have you guys here, because you know it's good to talk to people that are like really doing their thing. You know,
yeah, for sure,
because I can relate to them and their hustle and stuff like that. You guys ever like stop and think about your accomplishments and be like, damn, like I'm doing what I said I was gonna do.
Hell yeah,
yeah.
But I get told a lot that like I'm too humble.
Yeah.
For like my accomplishments, and personally, it's not really like more so of a humble. I'm just patiently waiting to see what's next type shit. Like, cause I feel like there's bigger where I could be like, yes, I finally got there. Like,
I feel you on that.
You know what I mean?
So yeah.
Kind of just quiet till like I get there.
Yeah.
And then when I get there, I'll be like, fuck, I finally worked towards it
for sure
for so long. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah,
you're still trying to. You're in your bag, bro.
Yeah. Like, I'm just patient.
Yeah. Like, even like with me, like I'm not like, in my opinion, I'm nowhere near where I want to be in my career. But
where do you want to be?
Yo, I don't like to really say a lot of my goals out before they're in progress.
Fair
and
enough.
That's just a me thing, because a lot of people, you know,
bad mind.
You know, bad mind and stuff. But
yeah,
like,
BM.
With me, like, I be thinking about my goals a lot, because it's like, bro, like, from where I'm coming from in terms of my career versus to where I am now, it's not even something I thought was probably possible of accomplishing.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I've accomplished certain things, now I know, yo, I could probably accomplish the next greater thing to this, and then the greater thing after that, et cetera.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, for sure, there's definitely time I'm like, yo, damn, like, you know, it usually hits when I'm like, I'm somewhere else, like a goal that I want to accomplish, or I'm on a stage and like probably in the hotel, so I'm like, damn, like, yo, I'm really in like Atlanta right now, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean, to play some music, or damn, I'm really in like Jamaica right now, like, this shit is crazy, like,
yeah,
that's kind of like when I felt when I left for the first time, you know,
yeah,
landed in Jamaica, I'm like, yo,
Medea, dog,
it's just different,
yeah, I mean,
that's pretty cool, like, bro, you guys make me want, you niggas make me want to fucking travel so bad, bro.
Nah, you know what I used to feel like until I actually took the chance and went.
Sometimes the money be there and everything, and I just don't even know how to book a flight. I don't know shit, bro.
I personally don't know how to do that.
Me either. I don't even know how to start.
Yo, honestly,
how do
I got lucky.
Yeah.
I'll be so real. I got lucky. Shout out my DJ friends, DJ Tyler, DJ Cryptic out there in Jamaica. My dogs, they played a party out here with me.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And that's kind of how we built the link. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then they were doing a bigger event,
mm-hmm.
and they needed an MC.
Mm-hmm.
And they just called me and said, yo, you want to come to Jamaica? I'm Like, yeah. Mm. Bro booked my ticket, all of that stuff, picked me up from the airport. Yeah. Stayed with him and everything. And that's how I really got my experience. Yeah. For the very first time.
Because you had next a connection.
Week,
bro.
The next week, I'm like, yo, fuck. I was supposed to go to Miami. Some stuff was kind of happening with our events.
Yeah.
And I just said, you know, fuck it. I'll pay out my own pocket. Let's go to Miami.
Like, how much money is that, though? Like, I don't even know how...
The flight wasn't that bad. And then when I went, my best friend actually lives in Miami. And then Brandon was out there DJing at the time.
Oh, wow.
And then our management was out there with Brandon at the time as well. Yeah. So when we went out there, we just linked up with them.
Yeah.
They were cool.
Yeah.
I was doing some events. Matter of fact, the events I did with Brandon out there, I wasn't even booked on.
Oh, you're talking about Miami?
Yeah.
Oh, in March. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I went to Miami with the events with Brandon, I wasn't even booked on them.
Yeah.
But me and Brandon are a duo, and management's like, yo, this might be a good thing. Like, you'll get a chance to, like, give yourself some exposure out there.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? Why not? Like, you know what I'm saying? Why not? We went out there. I got the exposure. Now, not only do me and Brandon have a name out there as a duo, but now I have my own personal links for when I want to go out there as well. Same thing with Hyper. Hyper was out there. But we probably only played like one event that we're actually booked on. The rest was all just
off of the network.
Just networking. And just taking chances and worked out for
that's it. Sick. That's
sick. Yeah, bro. Like, it's not going to just fall in your lap. You kind of just have to take a chance. And
yeah.
So okay. You, like, okay. You hear the girls don't go to like Miami and it's just, they go there with like $50 and it's $5.
Yo, I keep hearing that. It's like, you should stop worrying about all this other shit. Just do go. It.
Just go. You know, just go. It's kind of like that in the DJ world. Like, once you kind of have like one sort of link in a sense.
You just go.
Just go and then...
You guys have me motivated for 2025, eh?
I'm excited.
After this convo, watch. You guys are going to see me out there.
You see what I'm saying?
Do it.
My person always told me, you can't like elevate if you're not uncomfortable. You have to be uncomfortable to be comfortable.
Yeah, put yourself in some uncomfortable situations for sure.
You see what I'm saying?
So, 1,000%.
It's like how some YouTubers will be like, bro, I was on like my last $1,000. I moved. Now I'm booming.
It's really like that, eh?
Yeah, like, you know.
You look at DDG. DDG used to rent what car was it?
Pontiac?
Yeah, Pontiac.
Okay, I think that's where he's from. I don't know.
He used to rent an i8, right? Yeah. The BMW.
Oh, okay.
For his YouTube videos.
Oh, wow.
Going broke. Going dead broke.
Yeah.
Bro, because he was doing that, flexing like he had it, his YouTube videos.
Started skyrocketing.
Boom. Really. Wow. He started to fall in. Now look at him.
Wow.
Halo's dad.
Wow.
Yeah, you know I mean,
yeah,
friggin' highly. What's her name? Chloe or high?
Hailey Bailey. Yeah, Hailey Bailey.
Yeah, like, you know, he's
Yo, so do you think all people? I mean, mainly in entertainment, maybe sports as well.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really all of our? The stories sound similar.
1,000%.
When you start to think about it, like, everybody was down. Tyler Perry, he's a billionaire now. He's in his car. Like, so all these stories are
For some people, it's different, right? Because some people are just born naturally into the industry, right? Like, you might have a pops that's in it, a mom that's in it. Might have a long heritage of family that's in it.
Yeah.
But for like the average day to day person, a lot of the stories are just very like, similar. Very
I noticed that, especially when entertainment.
But that doesn't just necessarily just mean entertainment, right? Yeah. Because
is it everything?
I think that's everything. Because, bro, until you go get your first job, you're not gonna have nothing on your resume.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Simple as that.
No, that's true.
Like, you look at me, bro. Like, I used to push carts.
Not for sure.
I used to push carts. And I used to fucking
do all type of shit. Not for sure, bro.
Work at lids and shit.
Nah, like, for sure.
It's crazy.
It's crazy, bro. And we're like, nah. It just speaks to, like, you should never give up in life.
Never.
Because you never know when you're going to have your moment. Even for Mike, bro. Mike just made 20 M's, right? As much as we were, like, saying the fight wasn't entertaining, I mean, he probably lived so many different variations of his life that now he's, like, maybe at peace as a 58-year-old man.
100%. And he probably just doing it out of the love.
Out of the love for the sport. And,
right? So,
out of the love of the sport, he made 20 M's.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
But, and he's still a legend.
And because he doesn't care about legacy, though. That kind of threw me off. Did you guys see that interview he did with the little girl? That little light-skinned girl? And he's like...
I think I heard something along those
lines. Yeah, he's like, I don't care about legacy. I can't talk like Mike, but... I was going to try, but no. He's like, nah, I don't care about my legacy. Like, you're just here for now and people will forget you later, which I think is wrong to think like that, because Tupac, is a great representation on how legacy can live throughout generations. So
I feel like that's just the old school mentality.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
Yeah, you still know, like, in your head, you know you're a legend, but you know that the new generation is still going to come.
That's true. So and it's going to be something new.
Yeah, like, that's true. Like, it's just an old mentality.
I feel like Mike's definitely bullshitting because that guy knows he has a legacy. He bit off somebody.
I think he's bullshitting.
Nobody's ever going to forget that nigga. When it comes to boxing,
that's what I'm saying. We're never forgetting
like Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali, rest in peace, Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Bro, nobody's going to ever forget who that is.
100%.
You see what I mean?
Do you guys attack life like that? You guys want your own legacy to be like memorable?
I want a legacy for sure.
Personally, I have to go through what friggin' Taylor Swift went through, bro. They need to lock down that highway for me to one day
alive.
Like, that's that is some gold stuff. Like,
it's golded stuff.
Yo,
it's golded, man.
That's like a real gold. Like, that's you know, real. If you could do something like that, you know, you're very respected. Like,
facts, big facts, like, not facts.
I don't even think they lock off the highway for like friggin' Trudeau.
Fact.
They don't.
I can't wait till that guy's out. Or Drake, can we be real? I can't wait till that guy's out. Yeah,
you want me to be so honest? And this is going to sound so bad because I'm an adult.
All right, keep it real.
Bro, I don't pay attention to Canadian politics.
Me either. I don't know if it's marketing or like why I don't like him, but it's just, no, I don't like him. You know why I don't like him? I
just don't like him.
Yeah, I don't like him. I just don't like him because of the comments. He'll act like nothing's going on in Canada for real. Like all the problems, he's oblivious. And I don't know that much about politics. I don't want to act like I'm informed, but like, just the way he handles things, it just seems like he's not really for the people in a sense. Or it's like he doesn't know what's going on. Like,
no, for sure.
He'd be like, yeah, I banned guns, and then it's like, it's the illegal ones that we need to worry about. It's not the freaking illegal. True. You know what I mean, bro? It's just like little shit like that. I'm just like, I don't like know,
greatest
bro.
The thing that Trudeau's done since he's been in office.
It's legalized weed.
That's it.
Yeah. I don't even smoke though. I don't even smoke. Yeah, I don't even smoke.
It's crazy.
I don't even smoke.
Wow, none of us smoke.
I don't smoke anymore.
I used to smoke. Like, I quit like a month and a half again. Like, me and weed is like a bad mix. Like, psychologically.
I just smoke bare shisha.
Yeah? You start like glitching and stuff?
I do. No, I do start glitching. I swear, my settings are different. I swear, my settings are different. You guys see how I'm like well put together? Like, when I have weed in me, it's just like, bro, I'm just like, not the same. It's just like psychologically, I'm more agitated. Gangster. Yeah, I'm more gangster.
Gangster.
Yeah, I'm more gangster.
I feel like since I stopped.
I swear, they call me Stash.
I feel like since I stopped smoking, I've been more of a troller. Like,
yeah,
bro, I'll be trolling all day. Like,
yeah, me too. Yeah. Having more fun and shit. Like, even literally, like right now, like, just having fun. Yeah, like,
literally,
I've been listening to like more like Taylor Swift music. Like, I just be like vibing more.
Literally, like,
eating good food.
Everything's just a breeze.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy. It's a different feeling.
Do you care about the little things more now that you don't smoke? Like, did you think you were oblivious to certain things and you were just in motion? Kind of.
100%.
Yeah, me too.
100%.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
100%.
Me too. Stuff. That's why I feel like I'm more aware now. Like, I've been like, when I'm somewhere, I'm there. Like, I feel the presence more.
Literally, like, yeah. You know? I feel like I sleep better as well too.
That too, yeah. Like 8 hour
lot,
sleep.
Like
stuff.
A lot better. Like,
same.
So
yeah, I agree, bro. Is there anything else you guys wanted to get into though? Wait, I have one more thing I wanted to talk about. And then we can either wrap up or whatever.
I feel like this nigga's about to be messy.
No, this one's not messy. This one's not messy. Now, I promise you guys, this one's not messy. But do you guys think happiness is mainly for kids, women, and men that can provide? Or would you say happiness is for just the average guy or the average girl or just anyone?
I think happiness is for everybody. And when we define happiness, that doesn't necessarily
mean long-term, I should say, sorry.
Long-term. And yeah, like, long-term one thing happiness as well, because like, obviously, I'm probably in a better financial position now than I have ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Once, even when you start getting money for real, bro, like, you
really
realize
happy.
That, yo, money does not mean you're happy. Like, I used to think that, yo, I'm going to get some money. Yeah, now I can buy whatever I want. I could, you know, bro, that doesn't necessarily bring happiness. Like, it's the little things. It's your relationships. It's your friends. It's your, you know what I mean? Your hobbies. Like, those things bring you happiness.
That's deep.
You know what I mean? That like, money's cool. Like, I love money, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? I love being able to go outside and not worry.
We don't, nigga. You look fresh.
Wow.
I
love being like in a financial position. But that doesn't necessarily mean happy, because there's been times where, you know, I've been broke and I was still happy. Like, I was still happy. So I'd say it's definitely for the average person.
Well, I guess, I don't know if you wanted to touch on that.
No, happiness for me is like, it's the little things. Like, you know, just being able to walk freely, being able to like go whenever I want.
Yeah.
Being able to come to like my auntie's in Brampton.
Yeah.
There's food there. That's happiness.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go back home. There's a next food.
Yeah.
Completely different food. That's happiness. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I
agree. Being able to.
He's nah, fat. So that's what I got from that.
You know
that's
what
I got from that too.
Like,
I said, happiness is eats. Happiness is food, bro.
You know what happiness? You know what happiness is?
Mm.
When you go to Possibles.
This guy is big.
You know that happiness.
You know what Possibles is?
Nah.
Yo.
Okay.
You guys gotta put me on.
Real sure.
Yeah, you guys will put me on.
It's kind of.
We'll do a follow up.
No, because everybody's over there now.
Yeah.
Like, you know?
Nah, we'll definitely get it to that. No, but I guess, okay. Well, I guess the reason why I asked that.
I'm telling you, fam, like, happiness for me is like, yeah. Bro, I love food.
Nah, me too, honestly. And like I said, and even like quitting smoking, it reminds me how much I love food too. Like, I invest in my belly now.
I say, like,
and the
for
crazy
me,
part is, I used to have one meal a day.
Same, I didn't care. I just ball up and then whatever I eat, I don't care. I'll eat Mr. Noodles.
Bro,
I don't care.
Every day. Another form of happiness is definitely traveling, bro. Like, I like exactly. being away. I like going to the beach and fucking, you know, chilling.
Just relaxing, bro.
Like, that's happiness to me, like,
yeah,
you know what I mean,
so, yeah,
one of the greatest feelings are waking up with no pain in your body.
That too,
that's a bit, whoa, that's deep. No one talks about that. No one talks about that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, over here, you wake up, you feel, yeah, like, you feel weird,
yeah,
or you wake up in like Yacht or like Miami, or you feel nothing,
yeah,
it's just vibes,
yeah,
you know. Like, happiness is also a sense of like waking up, not knowing what you're even gonna do on the day,
yeah,
just. Freestyling.
Just freestyling, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
So yeah.
That's shit I look forward to. Like, that's what I'm more trying to get into for 2025, you know?
Yeah, those type of experiences.
Kinda like, just freestyling my day. Like,
yeah.
Just doing
that's
anything.
I think that's like when you unlock your true happiness, is when you can freestyle your
exactly.
whole day. Every day.
You don't
every
even day, no like, plan.
There's no plans.
Go with it.
Just, you just go with it.
Going with the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. That's facts. No, that's deep. And I guess I kind of asked that too, is because I would say, like, as an average, I'm gonna speak on like males, but I feel average men, like, we go through a lot, and I feel like until we figure out like a real system, or like, yeah, our family and things like that are cool, but I think we all need purpose and like a system that works for us before we can reach our happiness as well.
Definitely.
So I feel like women, though, if you were maybe to ask the average woman, I think they might be a little bit shaped or built different than us, where they can maybe coast or figure out like the right partner, like the local, that like, their settings are on a different setting than
yeah.
us. And I just think like the average man, we just got to find our settings and like find our systems first.
100%.
And once we have those, we kind of can thrive and you know, be who we need to be.
1000% I agree.
Yeah, but you guys both said like things that I agree with too, so.
Oh, how your happiness is food too?
Yeah. But honestly though, I appreciate you guys like being here and stuff. This was great. Like, just to like talk to you guys and like,
yeah.
I think we spoke on a lot of different things. So I think this was great.
We kept it clean, bro.
We kept it clean.
No messiness.
Yeah, it wasn't messy.
I love it.
It wasn't messy, bro. We kept it clean. And like, sometimes pods are like that. We don't need to get messy. We just, however the convo goes, the convo goes, you know? But yeah,
appreciate
bro.
You for the opportunity. Too,
definitely,
man. For sure, bro. For sure, you guys keep killing it. I'm gonna keep looking it's into love. Seeing what you guys got, and you guys inspire me too. You know, you guys are younger than me. Wait, you're younger than me too?
No, yeah.
Oh yeah, you're 99. Yeah, I'm tripping. 99. Yeah, but like, nah, it doesn't even matter about age, bro. It's just about creativity and like type just shit. Continuously doing what we want to do.
For sure.
So just seeing you guys do what you want just keeps making me think like, damn, like this is dope. Like, you know,
yeah.
So just keep that shit up and. You guys are lit. You guys are lit, bro. Chris Brown, fucking this Skilly Bang soon. You guys already know, bro. Just keep killing that shit. Players, you guys know what to do. Like, comment, subscribe. We don't do no intros. We got DJ Hyper, DJ Fling, and it's How the Ting Goes.
Out.
Out.